The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now. We are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and we're part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend Diane McClay, and we're here with episode 10 of The Shift, and Mercury retrograde is in the hot seat today, but that's not all we're going to talk about. We have a special guest, and I'll introduce her in a moment. So excited you're joining us, and I just want to start off, as we always do on The Shift, by acknowledging the land on which we settle and honoring those inhabitants that came before us and that still have that connection to Mother Earth, their connection to the land, sharing their wisdoms over millennia. And we honor them and offer our gratitude for that stewardship. And so thank you so much for joining us. We have a special guest today, and she's a good friend of mine. Her name is Nayeli Perez. She is the founder of Astronautic. She's an astrologer. She is all about bringing astrology into the mainstream and helping people live their lives authentically. Astrology can be a tool for us, and she's going to share some of that with us. And so welcome, Nayeli, to our show. I'm so excited to have this conversation. And Diane, why don't you lead us off?
Thanks. Welcome, Nayeli. It's great to have you. I'm excited because I'm kind of like a third grader when it comes to astrology. I know the concept of it. I know people talk about Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who's like, I have no idea what that is. I seem to live my life just fine without knowing what retrograde is doing to my computers or my conversational ability. But I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about that. On our last show with Karen Timer on 50 and Free, we talked about claiming your life. We talked about making decisions and that we always, always, always have a choice. And we talked about being in search of something new. And that seems like it's a great introduction to looking at old wisdoms and old languages and looking at the lessons and the teachings that humanity can learn that often get buried by Western culture or get overshadowed by the way we're taught. So on The Shift, I'm excited to figure out how we're going to shift our perspective and learn a little bit more about you and your specialty.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm a fan of The Shift. I listen to the episodes whenever they premiere. So to be a guest, especially on episode 10, such a nice number, it's such an honor. And I'm really excited to have this conversation so that, you know, we can talk a little more about astrology, the misconceptions, and really shifting the mindset as to what astrology can be for individuals and how it could be a tool for living an authentic life. And Diane, you bring up such a good point of free will versus, you know, having a choice in life versus what happens to you. And I think that's one of the misconceptions that I hear about astrology, where people think it determines your whole life. And that's not necessarily the case. I see astrology as a tool that individuals can use to learn more about their being and what things they may encounter in life and how certain planetary transits and things that are going on astrologically can actually impact the individual. But at the end of the day, the person has the free will to decide what they do with all the influences that are getting thrown their way, especially during a time like now with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, that is so true. I know, like, the work that you do, and I see you on social media and everything you're sharing, and everything you share always resonates with me, with what's going on in my life and the energies. And it's so true that we have those tools for us to help us in our path of self-awareness and our path of evolution. And something stuck out that you brought up, like the energies that are current right now. And that's why we focused on Mercury retrograde. I mean, there's other things we're going to talk about, but I know I've been feeling this energy come in and affecting my life. So, and I know like you and I have had that conversation, Natalie. So, and I know Diane said, what is retrograde?
Yeah, so, who is Mercury retrograde? Yeah. Who is this guy? I wouldn't want to be him because I get blamed all the time for everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question. It's more like, what is Mercury retrograde? But with everything that happens during those times, it can feel like it's somebody, there's somebody behind the scenes, like almost playing a joke on you. Actually, Mercury retrograde happens for most of a year. Mercury retrograde lasts about 3 weeks, but technically a little bit longer, and I'll explain in a bit why. So Mercury retrograde happens about 3 to 4 times a year, around every 3 months. So what a lot of people don't realize is that actually Mercury retrograde happens quite often. So we sort of, I mean, my rule of thumb is you kind of have to learn to live with it and try to make the best use out of the time. So technically what's happening with Mercury retrograde, if you were to take it from a planetary point of view, is that Mercury, you know, is orbiting just like every other planet. And when retrograde happens, it starts to go backwards. It starts to shift directions backwards. So I like to think of it like a plane. Have you ever been on a plane and all of a sudden it has to change elevation, or maybe it has to turn around, or maybe it can't land, so it has to go in circles over a certain area? Whenever that happens in the plane, even though it's going to be okay, it feels a little weird. You feel like for a few moments, the plane is going up and you feel like a little bit of a shift, or it's turning around. I like to think Mercury retrograde is the same. When it's going backwards, it's a little wonky as it does that. And so when it's going backwards, that'll last about 3 weeks. But then when it starts going direct again, which for this go around, Mercury will be going direct October 18th. When Mercury starts going direct, it's like a plane changing direction. It's not like just a smooth change in direction. It's a little wonky. It's getting its bearings and it's starting to go forward. So that's, you know, some people that follow astrology, they may hear about the post shadow, and that will usually last like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks after retrograde. And that's when Mercury is, the planet is just starting to go forward, but it's taking some time to get back to regular speed. So you may hear around on the internet that this Mercury direct will be happening October 18th. But when I check the degrees, Mercury, the planet, won't be back to normal until about October 31st or November 1st. So I like to tell people that really wait until that time to kind of be out of that Mercury retrograde funk. And with Mercury retrograde, it affects things relating to communication, technology, which I've noticed just in my own life. So also travel. So if you're traveling during Mercury retrograde, and you already had the plan set, don't cancel them, but maybe make sure you have everything in order because things can go wrong. Technology can act a little weird. For example, earlier today, my computer screen just went blank and was all black, and that never happens. So I just went with the flow. I blamed it on retrograde. It was fine. And depending on where Mercury retrograde lands on somebody's chart, it can also affect other areas of their life. So I'm a Libra sun. This Mercury retrograde is in Libra. So it's just affecting me on a huge level. And I have felt it. For other people, it might be affecting other areas of their life, depending on their chart.
Yeah.
I want to jump in here if I can.
Okay, sure. Trisha, yeah.
All right. So I have a simpleton brain when it comes to astrology. Like, I'm a third grader.
Yeah.
So I find sometimes, and I apologize if I offend either one of you or my astrology friends, but when someone always blames retrograde, it kind of feels like they're not taking responsibility for what's happening in their world, right? And so one of the questions I would have is, how do we shift, how do we make the choice to get out of the blame game? You know, oh, the sun was in my eyes, the planet was spinning backwards, whatever. How do you encourage your clients and people that are just starting to understand astrology to really create a perspective shift and use this as a tool, but then take responsibility for the things in their lives that might be affected by this? Does that make sense the way I'm asking it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's a shift that just needs to happen in general when it comes to retrogrades, because whenever there's a retrograde coming up, whether it's Mercury retrograde or another one, people just get worried and they're like, oh, retrograde's coming. Everything's going to go wrong. And I mean, you could have that mindset, but then it's not going to allow you to make the best use out of that time. So how I like to shift that thinking of is, okay, It may feel weird the next few weeks for you, depending on what's going on in your life, but take this to your advantage. The good things about Mercury retrograde is that it's a time to slow down. So if anybody ever like keeps a diary or tracks their days as to what's going on, they may notice that during Mercury retrogrades, it's a time where things slow down. Maybe work isn't as busy. Maybe things they got started with are slowing down or are taking a pause. And instead of looking at it as, oh, things aren't happening, I'm frustrated, a shift in mindset can be, okay, life is slowing down for me so that I can rest a little more, so that I can actually reflect and think about how have the past 3 to 6 months been for me and what can continue, what needs to change. So Mercury retrograde is really a good time to like allow yourself to slow down a little bit, allow yourself to surrender a little bit and really think about how your year is going or how the past few weeks or months have been going, because life can go by so fast and it's so easy to just forget to reflect. I know I forget to do that. So, you know, retrograde for me is all about the re's. I did a post about that, you know, in one of the last retrogrades. It's a time to reflect, review, reconsider anything that's re-related, any word that has re, think about it during Mercury retrograde. And if somebody does that during that time, they can come out of it stronger, with a clearer headspace and ready to take on what will come their way after retrograde. And also, Mercury retrograde isn't a good time to make decisions. And I think some people get frustrated with that. Clients I have, friends I have, they're like, I can't make decisions now. And it's like, maybe you don't want to. If you make a decision right now, it might be too soon, or things may shift and change. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you're regretting that you made that decision. Slow it down. Mm-hmm. That decision will be there for you in a few weeks. You don't have to make it right now.
Yeah, that everything you're saying resonates so much, especially these last few weeks, this energy that we've been in for myself, and just thinking about what we've been talking about on the shift and the communications and taking a breath for a minute in between doing and just being. And one of the things I've come out of this with is we can't receive if we're too busy doing. Mm. And so that's one of the lessons for this retrograde is like to almost force myself to stop and pause, especially when I want to like feel that urge to go and move. And so I think like this is the thing, how we can use astrology and kind of explore deeper into maybe things we're feeling or why we're feeling a certain way to go inward. A lot of people are feeling that right now because that's what Mercury retrograde is about kind of going inward. It's reflecting, like you said, the re's and taking a look back at like the lessons that we've learned over the last few months, what we want to take forward with us, going forward and maybe letting go of some things. And I mean, I know that's been my experience. And what I, you know, think of too is how, like we touched on briefly, that our chart, like we can look to it to blame or to whatever, but we can also look to it for potential, for the potential for our lives and what is possible. So I know you do some of that work. You have your own podcast called The Astro Read, and you started this interview series. I was honored to be a guest on that.
Yeah.
Interviewing people and how, like talking about how their lives are lining up with their charts and what they're doing. And I remember when you were talking about mine, you said I was like, my chart personified. And I love that because I want to be, and I know everyone who's on this path of like self-awareness and growth and evolution, we want to be reaching for that potential. So talk a little bit maybe more about that and like the free will and like in your work with, you know, why you kind of also why you're doing this and why you're, you know, into astrology and helping people live more authentic lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would say astrology for me is a tool to for self-awareness and also to live authentically. And it sounds dramatic, but sometimes I tell people astrology saved my life, which sounds so extreme, but it's so true. You know, I definitely had challenging times, you know, earlier in my life. And I just got to a point when I was in my 20s, when I thought to myself, why is my life the way it is? I can't take it anymore. And I really turned to astrology to start figuring it out. And astrology just happened to be a tool that resonated for me to figure that out. And I've been studying astrology since I was a kid, since as long as I can remember. I can't even remember how old I was. I just was always connected to it, drawn to it. And I took it more seriously as an adult and started reading more books about it. And it really saved my life and helped. I started learning more about my own chart. And over the years, I've had to learn that dichotomy of free will versus what's fateful and what's a part of you. I think for me, I've learned that astrology helps me understand and put words and meaning to why I have certain tendencies and why certain things have happened in my life. But then it's up to me to understand how to navigate that and make my own decisions. I always say, fate is what life throws your way and destiny is what you do about it. So it's that, it's that, you know, it's those two pieces of the two sides of the coin rather. So
say that again. Just for our listeners. Like, I think that's powerful. And I think that's a way to slow down. So fate is.
Fate is what life throws at you. Destiny is what you do about it.
Yeah. Let that sink in for a minute for people who are driving. Like, fate is what life throws at you. And, you know, you're going to have the choice on how you deal with it. And you have to have courage to get through it to the other side.
Yeah.
But destiny is what you do with it. Man, I have like chills. Sorry to interrupt you, but I thought that was important.
No, thank you. Thank you for really taking the time to pause on that moment, because that's really what astrology means to me. When you learn about your natal chart, you'll learn about maybe what you were fated to encounter or what personality traits you have or what areas of life you focus on, but then destiny is what you do with that information. Like, that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning. You know, whenever I've worked with clients, I've found out so much about them, and they always say that the astral reports they get from Astronautic validate the feelings they've had. But Diana, I see you're itching to ask.
Well, I just want to say that, like, what I'm hearing, you know, again, with my third grade mind, is I'm hearing that astrology is a tool to help us understand who we are. And why is the number one question in America. It might be in the world. Like, why am I here? Why do I do this? Why do I procrastinate? Why am I so, you know, controlling? And what I'm hearing you say is this is a tool to start to uncover the why, not only about us, but then I feel like it creates this bridge and this platform of how do I now use that knowledge about me? And then how do I incorporate that knowledge about to recognize other people, maybe similar or different to me? This is what we talk about on the shift. And then how can I use that knowledge to essentially either live the life I want, solve a problem, build a relationship, that kind of thing. Am I summarizing it right with my third grade brain?
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing a great job. It's more like a university brain at this point.
I love it.
Yeah, it's you learn about yourself through the natal chart. It gives you validation. It helps you just give some context to understand why you are the way you are. And then what you do with it, that's up to you. And that's the next part of the journey. And I help individuals with that as well through the astro counseling that I offer. So I not only have a background in astrology, but I also have a master's degree in counseling. I've been a counselor for almost 10 years. So I'm trying to mesh the two to help people navigate their lives using counseling techniques and what they learn from their natal chart through astrology. And it really helps, you know, with that journey. Whenever I analyze somebody's chart, the feedback they always give is, wow, like, this explains why I am the way they are. I am. This makes sense, you know. And whenever I do somebody's astral chart, I'll ask them, what's an insight that you're hoping to gain from me analyzing this chart and doing your astral report? And whatever question they ask ends up being what their natal chart ends up being mostly about. So for example, I recently had a client and he wanted to learn more about his natal chart to figure out if he should take risks with his money, how to handle his money. Everything was about money. And then when I analyzed his chart, I found that there was a huge focus on the areas of the natal chart that had to do with making money. And that's pretty much his life mission. So there's certain parallels that I see. So I think the natal chart adds context to what people are already thinking. And then from there, you know, we can work together to figure out, okay, how do you navigate that? What's happening, you know, astrologically coming up? Well, full moons, new moons, eclipses, what's happening and how could that impact your life? And knowing that, what things might you want to think about? What decisions might you want to make? And that is where the free will comes in.
I love that. I can attest to your work with the counseling and just you've helped me a lot. Like what you were just talking about, we've identified some stuff in my, like why things are happening now, like what is, you know, and it's like literally happening because, you know, not because of that, but that it helps explain and unpack why things are happening the way that they are. And it's almost, it's like, for me, astrology is like a healing tool as well. Like it's, you know, that's part of my evolution is healing my wounds and, you know, having the courage to face that and to face the things that here's what it is, here's the potential, or here's what, you know, some areas of challenges are and how are we going to navigate that? Like you said, what I want to talk about next is like, because we, are speeding through this, but we were talking about Mercury retrograde. That's going to be going direct, and I know other planets are going direct. Jupiter, my favorite one's coming up too. And but can you talk about the upcoming energies that we can maybe prepare for and help us in those navigate those?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, this fall, we're kind of halfway through it, I guess. There's still more to come. I think the fall and the end of this year will be very interesting because planets that have been retrograde are going direct. So it's not just about Mercury. I think that's another misconception people have, that Mercury is the only planet that goes retrograde, but other planets go retrograde too. And their retrogrades can last a lot longer. So Jupiter is going direct October 18th. So that's on Monday coming up. And that will probably take a few days or another week or so to get at its full capacity. But that should be interesting for people because Jupiter is the planet that's all about expanding your horizons, opportunity. So while Jupiter has been retrograde, people may have felt like certain things they wanted to do, they really couldn't do, like their wishes weren't coming true. And so with Jupiter going direct, some of the wishes that people have had might start opening up and people might feel a lot, you know, a little bit freer. Saturn went direct October 10th, so earlier in October. And so that probably opened up pathways around learning tough lessons. I think with Saturn going direct, it's going to be a time for people to reach their next stage of maturity because Saturn can rule that area of life, tough lessons, maturity, growth in that way. And then Mercury will start going direct October 18th. So those are the planets that are going direct. There's also an asteroid that's going direct, which is Pallas Athene. That could be a whole other topic, but that's going direct November 8th. And that will open up pathways for people to be able to use their creativity and wisdom in an easier way. And if anybody has been feeling blocked in their creativity and wisdom, they may start to feel less blocked November 8th. And then we're entering eclipse season pretty soon. So I think that's like the big thing that's coming up next in the fall. And so for about like a year and a half, there will be eclipses in two signs and it'll go back and forth. So for the past year and a half or so, we've been having eclipses in the signs of Gemini and Sagittarius. In a nutshell, for those that don't know a lot about those signs or are not those signs for their sun sign, it's been all about truth. So I think during this time, we've been finding out about our truth and and all of that. And what is the truth? Our truth or what other people's truths are? And especially during the time of COVID, I think that's come into play. And so those eclipses are ending. And then towards the end of this year in December, we'll be having the Taurus Scorpio eclipses. And that'll open a new chapter in our lives of what we're trying to figure out. And I think it'll have to do with, now that we know the truth, what are we going to do about it? What lives are we going to set up for ourselves? And what do we have to let go of?
Yeah, it does feel like the truth has been revealed. And now we're about to step into a new chapter. We only have a couple minutes left. So do you want to tell people how they can get in touch with you and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Just one correction. The eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio are actually starting in November. So sooner than I thought. But for whoever wants to learn more about what I do, my website is astronatic.ca. I'm sure you can find it in the description for the spelling. I'm also on social media on Instagram at astronatic_. And that will really give the gist of everything you can find out about Astronatic. And the Astro Read is on Spotify and YouTube if you want to tune into that podcast.
Love that. And thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, Diane.
I was going to say, we're going to have the show. We'll make sure that we get that stuff posted. I actually really feel like you need to come back for the next thing. I feel like my brain is just like exploded. My third grade brain went to fourth grade today, but you threw so much out there and there's so much energy shifting. Will you come back for the next episode of this series where we're exploring different perspectives and how fate and destiny kind of bring us together and how we can move that forward with choice and courage?
Yeah, I would love to. And even if possible, my co-host on the Astro Read, Stella, is also very insightful. So she might want to join in too, but I'm happy to come back. I've had a great time being a guest on The Shift today. So thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm looking forward to another episode about this. There's so much that could be talked about, you know, it could go on and on. Yeah,
absolutely. And what I want to do is I want to invite all of our listeners that are here now to stay tuned for Cornelia Stephanie and the stories that inspire hope. Trish and I are going to jump on that show and we're going to have a great conversation there. But ironically, the 18th, we're going to be launching the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. And you talked about expanding horizons, opportunities opening up. That's going to be a great way for anybody who's got who's an expert in their field to connect with Cornelia. It's going to be a great way for our listeners to see all of our podcasts and more information about you in one location.
Great time. Come join us over there on that app, Nelly.
Yeah, I got to think about it. I mean, Jupiter's expanding for all of us. Yes. I have to think about what it could mean for me in Astronautics. So why not?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Keep your awareness open around astrology. Use it for your tools, for your healing, expansion, all of that. Thank you for joining us. We're doing this together, and The Shift starts now.
Thank you for listening to The Shift podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.